Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and all I want for Christmas is beer. I'm Nate.
I'm Mike.
I'm Jimmy.
And we're the Drunk Guys. And this week we're reading A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Now I'm going to start immediately with a fucking beer. And this is a beer you brought, Jimmy. You want to tell us about this beer?
It said Christmas Ale on the front, and so I picked it.
There we go.
It's Schlafly, which is fun to say.
It's going to be harder to say later. Schlafly.
Schlafly. It's like if you were laughing when you were drunk. Schlafly.
I mean, it also it could be Schlafly. Like, maybe a Schlafly is like when you don't realize your fly's open. Oh, fuck, I got a Schlafly. My dick fell out in front of those children. Merry Christmas, kids. Hope you like nuts.
Is that what Matt Lauer did?
That was Matt. And that was months ago. I don't know why we're still talking about that.
Matt Lauer. Oh.
This is in the future.
What about all those other people, insert names here, that were also accused of sexual misconduct?
This week.
Should make some other predictions. Like, Garrison. Oh, no, he's done.
Still.
You know what? I know. I like, and I like the guy. Like, I give a shit. Lester Holt. If it's him, molester Holt. So easy.
That's
just too easy.
Built to go.
Him and Al Groper. Like, that's just done. And Matt Lauer, I was really trying hard to think of one. I was like, Matt
Lauer.
I was thinking Lehrer, but yeah. No,
he did more than just Lear. He locked them in a room.
Well, that's why the Post won it with Dirty Rock was their headline.
All right. Well, the Post serves a purpose.
Yeah. It's more like he's on the Yesterday show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
So what do you think of this beer?
Tastes like beer.
Yeah. Is there something special in it?
I don't know what makes it a Christmas beer.
It's nice
and warm.
Well, it's a warming winter ale that blends the spices of the season with sweet caramel malt. It is.
Taste that.
You know what you don't taste is the alcohol. This is 8% alcohol.
Jesus, wow. That's dangerous.
It's a strong beer. I mean, these kind of heavy beers.
It's really nice.
It's like a, mm-hmm. I mean, there's something spicy-ish about it.
I can definitely get the caramel vibe.
I mean, usually Christmas ales have things like cinnamon and nutmeg and that kind of,
tastes like everything tastes like pie.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. They just kind of dump a bunch of shit in there.
Christmas?
What was Christmas like in your house? There was no pie?
I guess there was.
Did you celebrate Festivus?
We did it like second Thanksgiving.
That's totally what it is. Yeah. But with presents.
I guess there was pie.
Like, happy birthday, Jesus. Presents for me. I think this is fine. I think Schlafly, whatever they're called. I've only had a few of their beers. This is solid. They make a really excellent coffee stout that's aged in bourbon barrels. Ibex Cellars coffee thing. That's really cool if you find it. This is fine for the Christmas beers, the winter beers that come out. This is okay.
I dig it. Like, I can dig it.
A little bowled over, but it's not. It's not a drain pour by any stretch. So if you don't know what a Christmas Carol is about, not to be confused with the adult version, A Christmas in Carol, which is very, very different, tells the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, who is of course Ebenezer Splooge in the. Oh, I mean, we can keep going.
Both versions are equally good.
And in the BBW version, it's Blob Cratchit. Not so Tiny Tim.
We're 4 minutes.
All the ground cover.
Merry Christmas. They're like, whoa, what am I going to do with all these ho-ho-hos here? And the Ghost of Christmas Future is like, they're all pregnant. And so, I'm really right out of ideas. You might want to talk about the plot. If you don't know the plot of it, you're fucking...
Yeah, right,
I can't believe there's anyone who could possibly listen to this who does not know the plot.
I think there are
people
blind
who've never heard it, but they live in a place where they can't hear this anyway, so fuck them.
I think there are blind, deaf, mute Jews who know the plot of this. Like, they've lived in a box deep in Tel Aviv, and they're like, yeah, that one with Tiny Tim and the ghost.
Right? They still had to hear this shit growing up.
And that guy who was fiscally responsible, what happened to him? Got you, motherfuckers.
Nate's favorite jokes.
Okay, so everyone knows a story. It's about a man who's the cheapest man in the entire world, and everyone kind of hates him, and he's okay with that. He's just an all-around, he's a dick, and everyone hates him.
he's a dick.
Yeah, he just sucks, and it's kind of everyone avoids him in the street. Even dogs are like, man, that guy sucks. And you know, eventually he goes home.
Don't sniff his crush.
No.
Nothing there.
It just smells like this guy sucks. Even his dick sucks.
Smells like pennies. Not cool. Not a good one.
And so he gets visited by the ghost of his former partner, who was, I don't know, I didn't really get the vibe. Was his partner also a dick? I think he was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His partner was also, like, a shitty person.
Oh, his former? Yeah, he was almost as bad as Scrooge.
Weighted down
the guy's
by
name,
the chain.
Have we said his name yet?
Jacob Marley.
No, but have we said Scrooge's name? Like, is he Voldemort? Yeah. So Scrooge and Jacob Marley was
not
almost
related
bad.
To Bob.
No.
No.
Different guy entirely.
Jacob Marley's, you know, did not shoot the shit.
Not one of Bob's many sons.
No, when he was, like, singing about legalizing it, he meant, like, tax havens. He was not talking about something.
Hated tax havens. Oh, he loves tax havens.
He loved them. He was all about that shit.
So his ghost comes to Scrooge, and he's like, hey, man, you suck. But I suck, and I want you to not have to deal with this shit when you're dead. So a bunch of ghosts are going to come and set you on the right path, man. That's more
it
like Bob
It will set
Marley.
You free. You sound like you're just take this peyote, man.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your rights.
Yeah, sure. Is it my turn for a Bob Marley joke?
Yeah, it is.
Some money, some cry. No, wait, hold on.
It's time for your redemption song.
No money,
you don't
want to.
I know. I was trying to go for the no money, no cry joke, but I botched it.
I don't want
to
be here waiting in vain for you to die and be a ghost too.
So I thought that song about waiting in vain was about heroin. I didn't really misunderstood the which vein. Fucking homophones. Yeah, I don't have any other. You've
Do you know gay cruisers won't go to Jamaica anymore because Jamaicans are such homophones?
Oh. Oh man. That is you win. You are the Kingston of these Jamaican puns.
Ja, man.
Yeah. You've just been Jamaican them all day.
All right, so
this is atrocious.
Scrooge is visited by the three ghosts. The ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future.
Well, hold on, wait a second. Jacob Marley, we finished with Jacob Marley. He is covered in chains and, like, money boxes.
Weighed down by his
greed.
Being a dick.
Well, I mean, being a dick could mean, like, not giving, like, taking a pretty lady's seat on the train. I mean, not that I've ever done that, but, you know, just fucking, they're cheap motherfucking businessmen. Like, they will screw anybody. They will be cheap as shit with others as well as themselves.
Like, the name Scrooge has become synonymous with being a cheap old douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Marley is warning Ebenezer Scrooge, you're on the path to be worse off even than I am right now. And he's been dead for 7 years or something like that at the start of the story.
Yeah.
This sucks. Trust me. It is terrible. Don't do this, Ebenezer.
Sucks being a ghost.
It is terrible. I mean, being a ghost covered in chain. Like, I don't even get to, you know, watch teenagers have sex anymore, like, or whatever ghosts try to do. Like, that's what I would be doing. Like, you guys clearly haven't considered your ghost life.
No.
I mean, I don't really believe in ghosts, but it's like Pascal's wager. Like, you know, I'm going to live my life as if I will be, so I'll have a plan. You know, like.
You know what will make us worse off?
More beer?
More beer.
Well, since we're talking about it, we got to go for this one. This is one of the beers I procured for today. It is called Ghost White IPA. By
Patrick Swayze story.
Yes, it's a beer about pottery and prostate cancer. This is brewed by the Three Stars. Oh, was it? Oh, sorry. Well, you know what?
That's why he died, by the way.
Spoiler.
Patrick Swayze's dead.
Yeah, nobody puts baby in the grave.
That's
so,
the point where I break.
Oh, wow. Good one. Well done. Well done. That's really. They had to notify his next of kin. You know that Patrick Swayze movie? No? All right. Anyway, this is a. If you do, tweet us. DrunkGuysBC. Or send us an email at
DrunkGuysBookClub.com.
At gmail.com.
Oh, shit.
Pretty close.
DrunkGuysBookClub@gmail.com.
So this beer is called Ghost White IPA. It is by the Three Stars Brewing Company, who are in Washington, D.C. They are. Oh, that's relatively new. It is from 2000. Well, they were founded in 2012. This was brewed just like 2 months ago. Now, you might be wondering, what is a white IPA?
I was wondering that.
Well, it's one that votes Republican. So it's a white IPA. A white ale is a wit, or conflated styles. They're unfiltered things that have a lighter color.
This is a wheat thing, then?
Not necessarily.
I thought a wit was wheat.
No, I think it's for white.
Oh.
You know, it's in wit power. And there's no information on here. There's nothing. I don't know anything. It just
keep
says,
it very low-key.
It's, you know, bottled, canned in October, so it's pretty darn fresh. I had to travel up to New York. I mean, sure.
Smells bitter as shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is not something I need anymore.
It is an IPA?
Yeah.
It's not
even that strong.
No, it's 5.9% alcohol. That's the only information I have. 5.9% alcohol, and as if I don't know what the fucking size of a can is, it says 12 ounces, which I think that's, like, the law to put on there. But the white part, I don't really.
I don't know what makes it different
Smelling it, it just smells like an IPA. The white part is more in the look of it. You know, it's as far as I've experienced right now, it's cloudy.
Does it taste like an egg to you?
No.
Maybe that's just me, then.
It just tastes like an IPA to me. It reminds me actually of a lot of those Alchemist beers we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they probably use similar hops. Though this beer is not one that people line up for to purchase where they line up for that one. So maybe they just don't have as good PR.
Well, they're new.
That's true. I mean, it's a fine IPA. It's nice.
I've never heard of a brewery in D.C.
I mean, I'm sure there's all sorts of shit there. You know, you got breweries don't have to be very large these days.
Yeah, well, certainly.
And I bought this at a place that specializes in craft beer. So they have some far-reaching stuff. So they, you know, this might not get a lot of distribution up in New York City or wherever you're listening.
Some deep cuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do for you, the listener. We drink the hard-to-find beers.
Cut real deep.
We make it difficult for you to drink along at home. But if you are willing to, drink along with whatever you got handy.
Unless you're driving.
Don't do that. Pull over. Listen to the rest of the podcast. Sleep it off.
Unless you're in Louisiana, then you can probably do that anyway.
Well, they have the drive-through daiquiris in Louisiana.
Well, daiquiris barely count.
I went to Louisiana earlier this year, and that's the one thing I didn't get to do because our flight was too early. Like, they only open at noon, so
bastards.
We didn't get to do it, but I had some daiquiris at a strip mall, not a strip mall, like a legit shopping mall. We went in looking to find some fucking chicory coffee.
What's a chicory?
What's a chick? It's a wood, actually. It's kind of gross. Chicory
What's
coffee.
A wood coffee.
Yeah, chicory coffee blows. But there was a daiquiri place, and this was like 9:30 in the morning. And they're like, oh, you want a daiquiri? Like, I guess I fucking do want a daiquiri. Yeah, and they have these, like, slushy machines, basically, just churning up, you know, diabetes.
Like the 7-Eleven machines?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And some very nice lady, like, oh, why don't you try this one? Why don't you try that one? I'm like, we're fucking getting drunk.
Try all these daiquiris.
And it tastes like a slushy, but there's booze in it. Like, yeah. They're probably
vodka. Is
daiquiri
always slushy?
I think a daiquiri is supposed to be, but, like, if you make it at home, you don't really have the equipment to do that, so it's more like a crushed ice kind of thing. But I don't know. I don't drink that. I know we're the drunk guys, but we have our limits.
I've never known you to really experience liquor.
I have experienced
positively.
No, never positively. You've seen me experience it negatively.
And I remember parts of it.
Several times that's happened. So the point of this, the ghost, Marley's a ghost, and he warns... I mean, if you really don't know what he says, like, what the fuck are you listening? Like,
right.
You,
where did also you grow up? The knocker glows like a dark lobster.
Hold that thought, because we have a beer that goes really well with line of questioning. So, if you don't know what we're talking about, I don't really know what you're doing here, or what planet you came from, or what terrible doomsday cult you were raised in where they told you Christmas was a sin, but this is a very famous story.
Are you allowed to listen to podcasts?
Well, maybe they just got out and they're trying to acclimate to society after 20 years in isolation, and they're
like,
wait.
Jehovah's Witness or something?
Yeah, they're like, whoa, Will Smith's not a rapper anymore? Like, they're just trying to figure shit out.
Fresh Prince was 20 years ago?
Let me go see what Matt Lauer's up to. That guy's a good family man. So
Prairie Home Companion's always going to be safe.
And we could just keep going, actually.
We could.
I wonder if Donald Trump's still developing buildings. Hillary Clinton, she must be still selling cattle shares illegally.
Cattle shares?
That's like the first Clinton thing. You're getting deep in those. Look it up. The Clinton cattle shares thing, that's one of the many, like,
yeah, okay,
you had
Fox
to really
News.
Be trying. Look it up, man. Look it up, son. I read it on InfoWars, right? So you know it's real.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Info's in the name.
how could you go wrong?
And it's war, so you know they want to win. So Marley warns Scrooge, like, oh, things are, you suck. And you're so obsessed with money and being a shithead to everybody that you are going to go rot in hell forever, being like me, covered in chains and having to kind of carry your sin with you. So please don't do that. That would be bad for you. That's a bad choice. That is a bad idea.
He's just looking out for his homie.
Yeah. And he said, you'll be visited by three ghosts. And they're gonna smack some ghost sense into you, hopefully.
But before that,
more beer. Don't change the channel. We're going to tell you about that. Oh, that's a cool cap. I'm going to save that. Jimmy, you brought this.
I did. I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's,
what's
cool,
it called?
It's called Three Knocks.
It is...
Is it a single cut?
No, it's by Bose, like B-E-A-U.
Oh,
it's
a different one. Bose. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I think that word.
Yeah, it's Bose.
Like Bo Bridges?
Yeah. Bo Bridges made this spear. He's got a lot of free time now.
Now that his brother Jeff is the famous one.
I thought Bo was his father.
No, No, Bo's their older brother.
I don't know.
We're broken. What the hell are we talking about?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you what this beer's about.
What happened to Jeff Bridges?
He won an Oscar. This is Bo's for the fuck. Yeah, he did.
Bridges won an Oscar?
For the one where he plays the country singer.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie.
Something Hard?
Yes, yeah,
Wild right. Heart? Crazy Heart?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Braveheart?
Not Braveheart.
Brave Shark.
I always confuse Jeff Bridges and Jeff Daniels every time.
Oh, yeah.
I always confuse Jeff Daniels with Jack Daniels, which is different.
Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart. I've had some crazy sharks, but I've not. Anyway. So this is by Bose, which is a brewery in Canada.
Oh, no.
From Van Cleek Hill, Ontario. It's super fresh. It's from September. It is called Three Knox Stick Alt. Some German stuff.
It smells nice.
It is a 7% alcohol beer in their Wild Oats series. And there's really not any other information here. Now, I really don't... I know I'm...
Just comparing the color of the Schlafly to this one, and the color is identical.
It's almost exactly the
you
same.
You could not tell them apart. They taste different, though.
Well, could not tell them apart is what Matt Lauer said about yeses and noes.
Oh, Jesus.
So it says it's made with, like...
Fucking Matt Lauer. Matt
Lauer. And that was months ago now.
Years. It's got a nice, you know, it's warm, it's tasting.
I'd say this has more of a, more body to it, like a sort of, I don't say syrupy, but it's definitely more viscous. There's more...
It's thicker.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for, yeah. It's
thicker, got maybe. More badonkadonk.
I mean, if it had a trunk, there'd be junk in it.
A fair amount of junk,
I'd say. Yeah, boastable.
An above junk. Average amount of junk.
If its booty were named after some sort of root vegetable, it'd probably be the onion.
Maybe a turnip.
Turnip. I feel like that's an Amish thing. Like, oh, Ezekiel, just kind of turn up booty. Yes, because you want to dip your plow in it. Hi. Oh, no, that sounds like very British. Yay. Or yah, whatever the fuck they say. If you're Amish and you're listening.
Which you're not.
You're one of hell.
Amish person. Yeah.
Though, maybe you're one of those Amish people sowing their oats that, like, one year they go off and just...
Rumspringer.
They just become heroin addicts and whores.
Yeah.
And then they mostly come back and, like, I've had my fun. Let me get to that butter that needs churning. This is the Wild Oats series of beer. That would be just crazy.
This one feels stronger.
Yeah, Christmas no, miracle.
You would be.
This is very, I mean...
In the scheme of things, it's not, but it feels stronger.
It does. It has like, it's like a heavier kind of thing. I like it.
It could just be a cumulative effect.
Well, we have had two beers today so far. True. Oh, three. Fuck. My math is beer related.
It's nice.
I think it's fine. I don't know much about this style of beer. I really don't know what an alt is.
I don't
it's
know.
It's not
I've
a common thing.
I've never heard that word before.
Yeah. I prefer my alt in rock. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that Smasher Mumpkins?
Whatever. Yeah.
I think that's just all rock nowadays.
All rock is alt rock?
Isn't it?
Is that like a thing you say to warm up your voice? All rock is alt rock. It's pretty good. Pretty good beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I mean, the name is perfect.
Yeah.
The beer is...
The trust is solely based on the name.
I mean...
That's why we picked it. That's every
why,
beer so far.
And that's why we let you join the Drunk Guys Book Club. Yeah. You had what it took.
I can read pretty good.
Like, oh yeah, that has a word that has to do with this book. Then you're in.
My that's list it. Of words that I know is pretty extensive. I'm up to like 120 now.
Pretty good. It's pretty good, man. That's this many.
That's a lot.
Counting on my hands.
That's right? A lot of hands.
I mean, that's like, that's a number high enough I have to whip out my penis to count that high.
Okay, so the first knock is the first ghost, the Ghost of Christmas Past, where the Ghost of Christmas Past shows Scrooge how happy he used to be, you know, when he was much younger and he wasn't just obsessed with money all the time. He sees his sister, who has since died, and he sees that, you know, he used to be happy when he had family and that was an important thing to him and stuff like that. And that's the first ghost.
And he sees, like, his woman at the time, and they show him, like, hanging out with her, and she leaves him because he's just become so greedy and mean. She's like, hey, man, you suck. I'm out. So, like, I guess it gets sadder as it goes on.
Oh, yeah.
As he becomes more of a shithead.
Well, then the ghost of the second one is the Ghost of Christmas Present, which shows, among other things, his employee that we've met, Bob Cratchit, who Scrooge...
To wear a comforter.
Right.
It's weird.
He has to wear a blanket because it's so cold.
And he won't
because
heat
Scrooge won't heat his own like office that his employee has to wear a blanket.
And Scrooge only, you know, gives in to giving Cratchit Christmas Day off because that's what is expected these days.
Mm-hmm. But he whines about it.
Yeah, it's not like he's like, yeah, you have off on Christmas, of course. He's like, you
no,
son
you
of
can
a
just,
bitch.
It's robbing a man once a year. You know?
Yeah.
You know, robbing me every December 25th.
He's a son of a bitch. And then it gets even sadder with the Ghost of Christmas Future.
The scary ghost.
Where
portents of the future.
Where first, I mean, I forget actually which ghost it is, but you see that Tiny Tim is dead.
Oh yeah, who's Tiny Tim?
That's the future.
So yeah. Tiny Tim is Bob Cratchit's son, who was like very, very small.
It's like his like
and very sickly
fucked up son,
and it was like has to walk on crutches.
It's his Simon Birch son.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
And is very sickly, and you see him in the Ghost of Christmas Present scene. You see Tiny Tim, and the family's all happy, and then you see later just the crutch.
Yeah,
Tiny Tim is dead.
Yeah, Tiny Tim is dead.
And Scrooge is dead.
So yeah. You see Tiny Tim dead, and then you see Scrooge's funeral.
But people talking shit about like this old dude who sucked, and he's like, hey, who's this old guy? He must be very similar to me. And so I guess I'm supposed to figure out that I'm supposed to be this way. He finds out that it's him. And it's like, oh man, I suck.
It's very subtle.
It's very subtle. It's the subtlest.
The people won't go to his funeral unless they're served lunch.
Yeah. There was, like, his business friends, and, like, everyone just shows up to, like, get his, like, curtains from around his deathbed. It's like, I'm just here for the curtains. Fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need, like, a souvenir or, like, a favor. You know, there are certain weddings
so
you can
remember, like, oh, man, thank God that guy's dead and I got his bed curtains.
He's gonna look awesome in my second bedroom. Oh, yeah, they smell like death.
Yeah, and then after Scrooge sees all three ghosts, you know, past, present, and future, he realizes how terrible a person he's been, and then he wakes up in the morning, and he's like, what day is it? Oh, my God. Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, let me become an entirely new person, and let me go buy the turkey for the Cratchits, and let me go to church for the first time ever, and let me, you know, go to see my nephew at their Christmas dinner. And he becomes a happy, generous person.
And everyone
after
loves
old
him
ghosts.
At the end.
Yeah.
And therefore, another beer. Jesus Christ. Has to do with Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so 100%. What are we drinking this time?
Jimmy brought this one, too. This is by Avery Brewing Company. It is their seasonal selection. It is called Old Jubilation Ale. Spelled differently than the way Hebrew does. It is 8.3% alcohol. Oh, it has a whole little story here. Oh, it's kind of corny. Oh, well, they're from Colorado, by the way. Avery makes some redonkulous shit, by the way. They make some intense beers, like 17-18% alcohol beers.
Just, this is not that.
They just fucking...
What is this?
This is 8.3. This is
That's
practically, you know...
Deceptive.
You know, water.
You don't see a lot of 8.8% beers in cans.
So it says, ho, ho, whoa, our winter ale has a gorgeous mahogany hue, a hint of hazelnuts, and a finish reminiscent of mocha and toffee. No spices, just a perfect blend of 5 specialty malts. So, whatever you taste, I've not sipped it yet, but I mean, you can see it's a darker colored, not darker, but amber colored beer.
It smells nice.
Tan head, or whitish tan head. Any sort of, so I guess they're just warning you that they didn't just dump a whole bunch of, you know, almonds and toffee into it. It's a, I don't know that's cheating per se,
what
but.
What is toffee?
I don't know. It's, I think that's like the candy my mom made me throw out on Halloween.
Yeah, is it like taffy?
I think it's just caramelized sugar.
Yeah, I think it's like...
Is it?
It's like a chewy caramel thing.
With chocolate something? Toffee is a confection made by caramelizing
molasses.
Sugar or molasses along with butter and occasionally flour. I see.
So just the good stuff.
You put butter in the caramelized sugar.
It's butter and sugar.
Right, as if there's something sugar was missing. This needs butter. This is missing. I need to make it a little more savory and deadly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked out, man.
I love sugar, but my arteries just don't feel bad right now. Can I fix that? Can you put butter and flour into it? I need to just clog that up. Plug up my asshole with just terrible, terrible
like a
things.
Bear.
And I think this is another great Christmas kind of beer.
I don't understand what makes a beer a Christmas beer.
I think ultimately marketing is what makes it a Christmas beer.
That's probably
the name.
You know, it's just, oh, here's our Christmas beer. I think Christmas beers tend to be
a little warmer. Feeling.
Yeah, a little higher ABV, because in the winter, there is a style of beer called a winter warmer, and that's what a lot of Christmas beers are. They tend to be amber-colored beers, maybe a little shade darker, malt-heavy, higher alcohol, like 6%, 7% alcohol. Sometimes they have spices added to them to give it, you know, sort of the Christmas pie kind of thing. And that's really what a Christmas ale often is, though we have some other ones here that are certainly not, that because we are... Only
halfway through.
We are only halfway through. Yeah, we're okay. Basically through the plot of the book.
Yeah,
which
it's
is fine.
It's a short book.
Yeah, it's like a three dumper.
Not even a novella.
I know. That's right, because it doesn't have any hot mommies on it, so it's not it's a different type of novella. Sorry, my bad.
So, didn't Dickens publish most of his things in serial form? While I was reading it, I was assuming that, you know, the first part of the first part was one chapter, that, and then a month later, The Ghost of Christmas Present would be another chapter, or then a month later, The Ghost of Christmas Future would be a chapter. That's what I was thinking that it was probably published as, and that's why it has such a logical, like, progression in terms of past, present, future, in terms of what do we want to have it happen next, and... because that's the way most of things were published at the time.
I think it was more like weekly when the
weekly. Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, like a month, they'd have to start writing this thing in like September, and they'd be like, "Man, it's too early for Christmas."
True.
Shit. Okay. But, I mean, I just heard this now, so I believe you.
Though actually, turns out that that is not true. This was published just as
a standalone.
This is a standalone. Yeah.
Okay.
Well it's much shorter than every other Dickens book.
But it is much shorter. I mean, it feels like a money grab. No, it's not.
It was objectively a money grab, pretty much.
So he was going full Scrooge, but like, so we wouldn't even know. Son of a bitch.
It was a very meta, you know.
He did publish most of his stuff in a serialized format,
Like a Tale of Two Cities and shit?
Oh, yeah, Tale of Two Cities was serialized. It took like a year and a half for that to come out.
That's a lot of magazines.
Keep in mind, there was no internet porn or, you know, TV, so people... read a lot more.
Yeah,
and you'd get this sort of weekly or daily magazine or newspaper or whatever, and it would just have shit in there. And
it's like the sci-fi stuff in the 50s?
Sort of, yeah, like Weird Tales.
But it was like what we consider classic novels.
Now it is, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Though,
I didn't know.
But the thing is, only a couple become classic novels. The rest of it
is still garbage.
Oh, horseshit. Just terrible. Like
Not stand up to the test of time.
No. But it was just for the time being, you know, and... That's a sobering idea to think about, not that we're even close to sober now.
Almost everything we make now will be considered garbage in 400 years.
At the rate things go, it's like 4 years.
Except this podcast. This will still be listened to in 400 years.
Just like every one of Miley Cyrus's songs.
One of those things will still be listened to in 400 years. It's probably not us. But if it is... Tweet us.
Send a tweet to our long...
To the ghost of a drunk guy's past.
Time tweet.
Yeah, so this book has become, like, the Christmas story. Aside from, like, the real one about, like, that Jesus figure. But this is the Christmas story. It's like, I've seen so many movie versions of this. We were just talking about Scrooged before, and we're talking, you know, there's...
The Scrooge is a movie about them making a movie about this, which they do make a TV movie about this all the time.
But in Scrooge, his life mimics this. You know, like,
yeah, I mean, it's like a story within a story.
Yeah,
Scrooge, it's a Christmas Carol within a Christmas Carol. It's like a matryoshka of
and then there's the
Christmas Carol, Christmas Carols.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Well, I mean, of course, that's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
Get your shit together, man.
Sorry, I'm a grown up who doesn't hang around kid theaters.
The Muppets are for all ages.
That's what you tell the parents of those children. Like, why are you here, sir? It's for all ages.
Don't look at me.
Nothing's happening in my lap.
That's what Roy Moore said.
Oh, man. And by now, you know who won that election.
Yeah.
Insert winner here.
We don't know.
No, we don't.
We can always count on Alabama.
Though, John Conyers also said that. And Al Franken. And probably four or five more representatives by now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
America.
Merry Christmas. So, it has become the Christmas story. Like, so much about what the secular modern Christmas is today kind of is in this book.
Mm-hmm.
Which, from what I've gathered by reading Wikipedia, is that this book kind of straddled different, you know, the changing Christmas celebrations that people did. Where... You know, things like the tree, well, that's like a German tradition, and eating a whole bunch of fucking shit.
There are
no
trees in this book.
There are no trees in this book, but like, mm-hmm. the modern day Christmas stuff is like, modern day Christmas is an amalgamation of a lot of different practices. And Dickens lived at a time where those practices were kind of shifting, and he kind of codified a lot of them. Like the idea of the Christmas carol, of like going around singing songs and shit like that, we don't really do that anymore, unless you are fucking
some people
weird.
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, weird people, yeah.
Weird people. People who are like, I have a BA from Juilliard. I'm going to use it, damn it. Like, that sort of thing. I was countertenor in our production of Handel's Julius Caesar. I'll show them. Like, that sort of thing. A lot of the Christmas practices have nothing to do with the religious holiday of Christmas. So, like, you know, Jesus' birthday and all that kind of stuff. And they have to do with family, feasting, decorating, thankfulness to a degree, you know, that sort of thing. And this book really captures a lot of that, I guess, or the story captures a lot of that, and that's probably why a lot of, why it's so strongly linked to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny how, because when you, during the middle part, when you see the Ghost of Christmas Present and Scrooge gets to witness the Cratchit's family Christmas, there's a lot of Christmas things that are actually really absent. And it's not only the tree, it's also the presents. Like, for them, Christmas was just, we're going to have a big meal.
Was,
with turkey what, maybe, and pudding. Though not that, like, butterscotch bullshit. Like, the British...
Like sausage?
Pudding.
I think, is British just, like, pudding just means dessert?
No, it's this, like, baked thing.
Oh. I mean, I've had bread pudding. Is it bread pudding?
It's a bread... More like a bread pudding.
It's pretty solid. I mean, it's not... It's more like a... I don't know if it's solid. I don't know the chemistry terms. I don't know. But maybe they don't have presents because they're poor? I don't know. Because it pretty much talked about how dirt poor they are. Because Scrooge doesn't pay Bob Cratchit shit.
And they have that useless son who's not working in a coal mine. Tiny making money
Tim,
for the family.
Tiny Tim just bringing them all down.
Yeah.
With his worthless little legs.
Little gimpy bastard.
God bless us. Everyone.
So like his only lines. Like, cool, Tim. Thanks. Thanks for your contribution.
Not now, Timmy. Too early. Not yet. Wait till Scrooge is redeemed. God bless us. No, we're still hungry, Timmy. Shut the fuck up.
Wait till he buys us that sweet goose. I've never eaten a goose. It's not really a thing anymore.
No.
I feel like it was a thing back in the day. Like, I'm sure you can still get one.
I'm sure there are, like, hipsters that eat only goose. Like, goose
is your new chicken. Don't eat meat.
I think they only eat, like, iconoclast meat. Sausage. That reminds me of my dad's sausage joke. That, you know the story. Oh, you don't know the story?
I know the story.
I might, I don't know.
Oh, well, it's not quite a Christmas story. It's a Thanksgiving story, but fuck it.
I'm always thankful for your dad.
But fuck it.
You're going to tell it?
I'm going to tell it, yeah. He doesn't listen.
Okay.
He still pays money to the people who ransomware his computer. And he's like, please, I didn't look at kiddie porn. It was only Helen Hunt. Like, he just, like, writes back.
Helen Hunt?
That's a
weird one.
We already covered that
in a different
podcast.
Yeah, that's Jesus. The continuing stories of my dad. The day I proposed to my wife was... That's how it starts. It was the first Thanksgiving both of our families spent together.
Oh.
And I proposed in the morning, like, specifically so everyone's there and then we can kind of have a great time together. And we're sitting there and then she says yes. Fucking fooled her. And then we're sitting around the table and my wife's sister says grace. Like, it's like pretty legit Thanksgiving. We've since kind of skipped that practice, I must say. But we're hanging out, starting to eat. You know, I was like, oh, let me get a little bit of that. Pass that, please. Pass that. And then my dad is asking what something is on the table. Like, he doesn't recognize a food because my mom didn't make it. And because he just...
Was it something weird or...
No, it was like not the way he, you know, like sweet potatoes or something, but like not, like there was a topping on it or something like that. He's like, what is that? And my mom's like, oh, it's this. And he's like, oh, I don't want it. I don't want that. Like, he has to say like a child. Like, no, yucky. And my mom's trying to, which is rare for my mom because she's a harpy, but she's trying to like good-naturedly cover for my dad's weirdness. I'm like, oh, Bill, you know, ever since I've known you, you never want to try anything new. You never want to have any new foods. And he's like, I see an opportunity here. And he goes, well, you know what? If I remember correctly, when I first met you, you said you never had any sausage. Make sure we fix that. And then you could hear...
This is
Thanksgiving dinner about 68 seconds after grace. About 14 minutes after I proposed
Bill
to my wife.
Bill has been and always will be a champion.
And so then you could hear each fucking kernel of corn sit in the bowl. Like, and everyone's like, oh. And then my brother immediately leaves to go chain smoke in the driveway.
I remember a few conversations your parents had when we were kids.
Oh, they're... Okay, yeah.
In the living room, yeah.
Well, then... But then my mom is like turning fuchsia, and she's like, Bill... You fucking cocksucker. Like, and he's like, what? What? No, like the food, sausage. Like, you never had any.
I'm making friends.
My mom, the Italian person, is like, you never had sausage? Really? You never had? Yeah, I remember. Yeah. And then the only person laughing is one of my wife's cousins, who is the same age as me, and he's laughing his fucking ass off. Like, can't hold his fork anymore. Laughing at what just happened. And I could hear emanating out of my wife's head, like, holy shit, what did I just agree to become part of?
They're here forever now.
They're like, oh, fuck. She's like, well, maybe there's some early onset something or other that'll take care of that.
Maybe they'll move to Florida.
She got her wish. She's like, oh, old white people from New York, they're not going to be here for long. They're going to go down south. And they did. to wait to die. Oh my God. Speaking of, let's keep going with our beers here.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about Christmas, this is one of the beers I brought. It is by Trogues, which is a brewery in Pennsylvania. This is a once-a-year beer they make. It says it on the front. It is called the Mad Elf, which is, you know, Christmas stuff or something.
Elves are Christmas.
Totally, right?
Now.
Well, yeah, that's not part of this.
It wasn't back then. I think it was before Will Ferrell.
Yes, definitely before Will Ferrell, but probably after Charles Dickens. And I'll pour you more. That was a little foamy. So this is a little stronger than we're used to. Well, not used really? To, but this is a this is 11% alcohol.
Ooh.
I can taste it.
15 IBUs, which says something, right? It is really not hoppy. Though they tell you the hops, and they're German noble hops. Saaz and Hallertau. Whatever the fuck you pronounce those things.
Yeah.
It's used. It uses a spicy Belgian yeast. This is, they give you like a good amount of information on this label.
It's spicy, yeah.
No, it is.
It smells good.
It has a fruity kind of, like sour cherry kind of smell to it or something. Yeah.
What the fuck is a sour cherry?
Well, do you know what a cherry tastes like, right?
I guess.
Like a fruit, like there's like a dark fruit smell.
Yeah.
But it's a little tart, more tart than you'd expect. It's not like a maraschino cherry.
I dig this.
Yeah, this is nice. I think you would like this if you're into the Belgian kind of stuff.
It is kind of Belgian-ish.
Yeah, like Germany marches through it.
World War One reference. World War One reference, wow, going deep there.
Deep one, yeah. I mean, the original is always better than the remake. So. Right, they put more money into the special effects, but...
Everything just happens faster.
It's all style, faster no pace.
This is a great Christmas kind of beer. You know, this is a good sit by the fire and look out on the snow beer, like that experience you never have had in your life.
It's once. Hearthy.
Hearthy. A hearthy ale. It is. I like this. I like it too. I had it before. They have some like wild
the
weird
version.
The fact
that it's 11% is dangerous.
There is. It is.
Yeah.
They came out with. I wish I could have gotten it, but you'd have to go to the brewery yourself to get it this year. They have one called, like, Wild Elf or Sour Elf or something like that.
Trogue?
Where it's this.
Trogue?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say Trogues. You can
it's
correct
probably Trogue.
It's a T-R-O with an umlaut, E-G-S.
Trogue.
Yeah. I'm going to say Trogues.
Yeah.
Suck a bag.
That's how people speak.
Yeah. Eat it, Krauts. So, they have this other version where it's, like, aged with fucking some wild yeast strains to give it that sour, funky kind of thing and some sort of fruit. I mean, that's kind of cool. I get that that's interesting to people. I would love to try it, but I'm not going to go camp out and drive to the God knows where the fuck Pennsylvania to get it. But if you want to send us a bottle, you can contact us. I think we said it like 17 times.
drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com. I said it right that time.
Yeah, that's right. So send us that beer.
Words I speak. There's a lot of words out there, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to get them right.
You can't get them all. You can only try. But I like this. This is nice. This is probably my favorite of the specifically Christmas beers.
This is pretty good.
Right? Like, the Schaffley and the Avery are fine. They're nice beers. I'm not saying they're bad, but this is...
lovely.
It's just a little more interesting.
Well, we have more to try.
We do have more to try. We're working our way up by alcohol content.
Okay. Are we?
I don't know if you...
God. Okay.
I fucked it up. We should have started with the Ghost, but it made more sense to start. That's the lowest ABV. Mm-hmm. But we're on a trajectory to the toilet. Like, we're going to... It's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So what else about this book?
So here's the thing. I kind of noticed. So the thing is about Scrooge is he is obsessed with just making as much money as possible, but he doesn't want to spend any of it.
I don't know why you're laughing.
I don't know why I'm laughing. He just wants to hoard it. And I just feel like that is like kind of a strange thing. At least today it's a strange thing because most people who are obsessed with making, you know, millions or billions of dollars, they want to make the money so they can spend the money and flaunt how rich they are. Like, that's what you really see because of today's celebrity culture and movie stars and sports, everybody, and they're all,
people aren't,
you know,
all about being
MTV
cribs
wealthy.
And
it's like the idea that I'm just gonna keep all this money in the bank and spend as little on myself as possible. Like Scrooge
like
still lives.
He doesn't even have kids. Like, what are they gonna do with it?
Scrooge still lives in the, like, really crappy, rundown, like, room that that Jacob Marley used to live in before he died. And he's not spending, he won't spend money on anything. And I just think that's a strange thing today.
It is a strange thing today because Scrooge is by no stretch of the imagination a baller. He is, I mean, his own building that he's in It's not like he won't heat the building for his tenants or something.
Won't heat it or light it.
Yeah, or light it. That's right.
He's like, he won't put candles in his hallway.
I you know what? I think for the majority of people who are in touch with pop culture and the way celebrity stuff works and whatever, being rich is seen as this panacea to, you know, life's woes. Yeah, like, oh, I mean, Louis C.K., who also did some bad things, had a bit about this.
Matt Lauer of 2 weeks ago.
really about a month when this comes out.
Yeah. Louis C. not okay. He had a bit about, everybody knows what their rich life is going to be like. Nobody ever thinks about what their poor life is going to be like. You know, it's from like his like one night stand on HBO from like 2004.
Back in the day.
Like, real long time ago. Great
back
setup.
When he was like,
before it was cool to like him.
Back when he was jacking out in front of ladies and no one said anything.
Yeah. Back then. And it was like, yep, one night hand. That's what it's really about. So, you think about that, like, yeah, everybody thinks about what their rich life is going to be like, you know? I buy a lotto ticket, not every week, but every couple of weeks, I'll be like, I think this is the day.
Just in case.
This is the day. I feel like I'm feeling hot. And I buy that lotto ticket, and then I think about how I'm going to spend that fucking money, and it is awesome. It is so fun. I'm like,
buy so much ham.
I mean, that's your fantasy. That's cool. Mine's probably more beer-centric, frankly. My latest fantasy was to buy the house next door to mine and turn that into a brewery. Like, I'm gonna win.
Can you legally have a brewery here?
I mean, if I win the amount in my fantasy, then I will pay off who I have to.
Okay, so yeah.
Then I'm like, oh yeah,
this is a double layered fantasy.
I mean, it's a fantasy. Like, why go? Why would I cheat myself on the fantasy?
Confine yourself.
It's a fantasy.
I'm like, you know, like, what kind of fantasy would, like, you know, I'm gonna win the Mega Millions and then I'm gonna continue to steadily contribute to my 401k. Like, what the fuck kind of fantasy?
Sweet retirement in 30 years.
You know, I'm gonna buy a balanced portfolio. I'm gonna invest in gold. Like, what the fuck? No. Like, if it's a fantasy, I'm gonna go like balls deep in that fantasy. Like, yeah, I'm gonna buy that house and I'm gonna turn it into the house just for my shoes. Like, that's the fantasy. Or I'm gonna build a compound in Minnesota where every night I slaughter a pig because I can. Like, that's the kind of, or going back to
with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it all. I hire people to wipe my ass for me. And I shit on their hands. Like, I wait. Like,
you don't give them paper.
Are they German?
Goddamn Germans.
But, like, yeah, like, that's the fantasy. I'm ready to have Beatrice, and I, like, prop myself up, and when she gets the paper,
I
shit on her.
I made that for you.
That's the fantasy. I take a hot, steamy one right on her hands. And I'm like, oh, whoops. I guess I wasn't ready. That's the rich fantasy, right? Why would my rich fantasy be like, let me worry about the fucking tax code or the building department's response to me making a brewery next to my house?
I'm pretty in depth into shitting into someone's hand, though, dude.
I mean, that's off the top of the dome. That is not even thinking about it to be creative.
That's just baseline.
That's like a deep-seated terrible thing I have to work out with a psychiatrist.
It's not that deep-seated.
No, it's not deep-seated. No. You don't want to know what's in there, that the abyss of awfulness.
Beatrice knows.
Oh, she'll know everything. There'll be no secrets between me and Beatrice. She'll know exactly how much corn I ate. I'm not really sure what we were talking about. But we're talking about cheap fuckers.
Yeah.
Like, some people want money to get a thing. Right? You, like, if you don't have something, you're like, oh, I wish I had a home, or I wish I had a nice car, or I wish I had nice clothes. But other people just kind of, somehow, wires get, you know, cross, and they're like, I just want money. I just want the money.
It's an ego thing.
And they just want to accumulate it. Like, it's a numbers game. You know, oh, well, how much money can I get? Oh, this year I saved this much. I want to save more than that next year. There are people who live like that. They don't make good reality television. So who the fuck's going to watch a show about that guy? You know, the man who picked up every penny on Bravo. It's not fun. You know what is fun?
More beer.
Oh, Nate?
Dear God.
Tell us about it.
All right, so
looks like a wine bottle.
This is called Eight Maids of Milking.
This is by the brewery, which this isn't a series. They have made a beer for every. They're working their way through the 12 Days of Christmas.
So they make one a year.
That's right.
Oh.
And I've only had. They have a.
It's a milk stout.
It is a milk stout. Yeah.
It is an imperial milk stout.
Oh boy,
what the fuck does that mean?
Give me a cup.
It means we have an imperial affliction.
That's right.
Forming.
So that means it gave a kid cancer, yeah.
Give a child cancer.
Thanks, Jesus.
On our Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas. And a festive Yule.
That's quite a facial reaction, Nate.
I tried it, yeah.
I'm going to read the little thing while you guys sit. It says the eighth verse.
This is strong. This is very strong.
It's actually only 11.3% alcohol.
Only.
Well, we just had the Mad Elf was 11.
Yeah.
The 8th verse of our 12 Beers of Christmas saga celebrates with a rich and creamy Belgian-style imperial milk stout. Happy holiday. Sorry, I didn't make them punny.
That smells like a stout.
Mm-hmm. But it's a really strong stout.
Yeah. That's a better than average stout for me.
It has a nice kind of tang to it.
Like, stouts too often taste like coffee, which I fucking don't like.
Yeah, this has a...
it's got some girth to it.
It definitely does. There's something from the Belgian... When they say Belgian style, I imagine that means Belgian yeast, which gives
it... I always figured like Belgian meant like a spicy, floral kind of vibe.
Well, that's because of the specific yeast strains
they use. That does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is delicious. I bet this was expensive, Nate.
I mean, the waffles don't taste anything like this.
This is probably $20 this bottle, or something, at least.
Really?
It's a pretty good.
Didn't
chance,
you buy it?
I did, yeah.
Do you not know what it was?
It was weeks ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
This company is expensive. The brewery, they're from California. What they make company? A beer. Where are they in California?
I mean, what is it called?
It's called The Brewery, but it's B-R-U-E-R-Y. Brewery. Because, like, there's like the owner's last name is Rue, R-U-E, or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. You can correct us if I'm wrong. But they are in, it doesn't actually say on here. Oh, that's, oh, sorry, it does. Orange County, California. They make...
White people, California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Eight Maids Milk. You know, like,
that's true.
If you know past Five Golden Rings...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You don't just dream of a white Christmas. You
wouldn't. I mean, that's these Eight Maids are definitely wearing lederhosen.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And that milk is lactose-free, and it's almond milk.
Or it's just regular milk, because other people can't drink lactose.
Who can't drink lactose? What?
Other people.
Nobody can drink lactose. Lactose is bad for everybody.
That's just really white people. It's like our thing.
It's
milk. Other ones are like, hey, man, don't drink that shit. And we're like, no, fuck you guys. We're going to do it. We're going to drink the shit until we evolve that we can do it. It's going to be a few generations of just being really miserable, but we're going to go for it.
Fuck.
But it's cold outside, so we got to keep ourselves warm with our farts.
Then we're going to come back and take over your puny continent. Brace yourself, Africa.
Hope you don't regret making fun of us for milk.
This just got dark. It's just got really awful. But yeah, so anyway, the point is, I actually was at a beer distributor that had like a crazy selection of stuff, and they had some of the stuff by this, and there was every bottle by this place was like $18.99, $23.99, $26.99 for these wine bottle sized beers, and I was like, I can't justify that.
You know, I think the price wasn't on it, so I was just like, "Eight Maids and Milking."
Pleasantly surprised.
I need a beer I need a Christmas beer, and it was a little bit too early for the Christmas beers to be out. So I was like, "Eight Maids Milking, sweet." And I, you know,
it's good though.
So
it's great. I'll
that. I was buying other beers.
Do
for
they
other
make
podcasts? At the
do
same
they make
time,
beers so. That are not yearly Christmas beers?
They do. They actually have a super famous hard to get beer. Like that's my thing. I'm
do they make any readily accessible beers?
They do. They're all like Belgian style beers. They're, okay. If you go to a solid beer distributor, they'll have one or two of their beers. Right. But they're not, since they're wine bottle size, they're usually on like a different display case or something.
Are all of them?
They're all this shape. Okay. As everything I've ever seen.
They're big.
But they have this really famous Imperial Stout called Black Tuesday that's only sold in person at the fucking brewery, one of those type deals, which is like 20% alcohol, aged in bourbon barrel, kills you beer.
Yeah, fuck your shit up.
Like, fucks up. To the seventh generation, fucks your shit up like your children are born drunk. It's fucked up. But I've never had it. But they have like they had a Black Tuesday other thing. It was like a white chocolate kind of version. I don't know. I was trying to read the label, and the guy was telling me, he's like, "Oh yeah, that's this." And I was like, "I don't know what you're saying anymore because you're just like saying things about hops and barley and shit." But it was $29.99 a bottle. I was like, "Fuck you! I'm willing to spend a lot of money on beer."
That's like liquor money.
Though I did just spend a lot of money on those fucking
CVS's. That's many beers.
Those were $34.
That's a future podcast.
Coming in the future. If you could think of a book about Canada,
send us an email.
Please fucking do.
I'm not sure there are any books about Canada.
And don't say Anna Green Gables.
Because fuck that shit.
I think
fuck
Anna that. Green Gables is about Canada.
It is. But
yeah,
we don't
I don't want to deal with that bullshit.
It'd be, you never know, man.
Well, you know what? The point is that Nate spent a lot of money on this, so we can't not waste that one.
Yeah, no, it'll hurt, but we'll do it.
We do it so you don't have to, noble listener. So you're welcome.
Take it one for the team.
I have one more beer.
God damn it.
I mean, let's do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to you in these little shot glasses. because this is the strongest beer we're having today. And we mentioned this a few weeks ago. This is called...
It's called Fuck You, It's Christmas.
Fuck You, It's Christmas. That's a great name, actually. Fuck You, It's Christmas.
When we start a band, that'll be our... That'll be the title of our Christmas
album. I think that was the working title for the Do They Know It's Christmas... remember that song from Band-Aid in the 80s? Do they? Yeah, the fucking shitty We Are the World but about Christmas.
I blocked that out. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
It's Christmas time. It's terrible.
Anyway, tell us about this
I'm
beer.
Spilling it
before you spill
fucking, it's
all
a,
of it.
That's like you only saw the third time I spilled it.
It's a little subtle. I just saw that.
It's not subtle.
It's a little
subtle. There's so much beer on me, I have to fucking pee right now. This. Jesus Christ. This is called Sammy Klaus. Classic.
Sammy Klaus?
Which is Swiss German for Santa Claus. It's
fucking Germans.
The former...
Swiss German.
Get it right.
Same shit.
They didn't march across Europe. They just hid their money. Right?
Yeah, they did.
This is the former world's strongest beer.
Oh my God.
We talked about this when we did the Imperial episode.
Mm-hmm.
This is 14% alcohol.
Oh, that's much lower than I expected.
Well, keep in mind, up until the mid-90s, this was the world's strongest beer. And is still... one of the strongest lagers in the world. And we can talk about what a lager versus an ale is. That's another thing. But it's only brewed one fucking day a year. And it's aged in a castle in Austria. It's like a fucking fantasy novel.
Some Sound of Music ass shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Except it doesn't help us with Nazis.
Is Captain Von Trapp brews this beer?
I think this is...
That is fucking delicious.
That was exactly what
I
was going to say.
That's one of the best beers I've ever had in my life.
This is really good beer, yeah.
It's,
oh my God.
Right?
This is dangerous. This is why they can't make beer this strong.
Yeah. It is so good.
It's one of the best things I've ever had in my life.
I wanted to put its dick in it.
It tastes like sweet, sweet juice.
These little cups. My fucking pants are 11% alcohol right now.
Ah, shit. I spilled too.
So far, I'm clean. Just want to make that clear.
Oh,
there's all the tablecloth. I'm still clean.
You're winning. Oh, fuck you guys.
I can't have any more than this because bad things will happen.
Yes.
But it's so fucking good.
It's so fucking good.
I don't even know exactly
what... Oh my God. They make this one day a year?
I mean, you could buy it. If you go to the right place, you can get it most of the time. It's not that hard to get.
Okay. Okay.
But it's really good, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
So,
This is the first one where I was like, fuck, this tastes like Christmas.
It's like really sweet.
Oh yeah.
It is weirdly sweet.
Here we go. Here's a little story. Brewed only once a year on December 6th, Sammy Klaus is aged for 10 months before bottling. This specialty is perhaps the rarest in the world. Fuck you. Sammy Klaus may be aged for many years to come. Older vintages become more complex with creamy, warming finish. Now, I'll tell you, this is a 2015 bottle I've been holding on to for a while.
Wow.
So,
is it likely to taste different from one we get from this year?
I've never tried to...
I mean, it's airtight.
Beer does change.
I do not know how it works.
It definitely changes. Within the bottle, like, so certain flavors...
If you were to have one from this year, would you notice it?
Honestly, I'm not that... I'm not,
I mean,
I'm
like, 2015, 2017 is not that different.
The thing is, if you had them next to each other, you might be able to detect the difference between them. If you had one on its own, and unless this is a beer that you had constantly and you really knew well, you might not... You might be like, that's the beer.
It still tastes like that, yeah.
But certain flavors and certain qualities diminish or amplify over time. So, anything hop-related... smell-wise, goes away over time. That's why IPAs are terrible beers for aging, because it's all about the hops. The older it is, the hops kind of just kind of fade away, and then you're like, well, it's not an IPA anymore, now it's just kind of syrupy bullshit.
Yeah.
Other adjunct flavors, like coffee, that goes away pretty quickly. Maple syrup, that goes away really quickly. But the malt flavors and those kind of... meld together better sometimes. They kind of... or shift. I shouldn't say better, but they change. And the alcohol burn you get on really strong beers, that kind of mellows out over time. So, I mean, I wish I had the patience to save a bunch of Sammy Klauses from a few years and we try them in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea what that's like because I fucking can't contain myself. But this is my go-to Christmas beer. This beer is...
I would drink this all year.
It's fucking good, right? I mean, I wish
can
I could
you
just
drink more than one.
No,
I will tell you that I have, and I regretted it.
Did you? Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt. I mean, I'm not a throw up drunk like somebody is, but
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And that only happened in public several times.
But I have regretted it for like a good 30 hours afterwards. Like where I wake up on the day after the hangover day and I'm like, I don't feel 100% yet.
Still recharging.
Yeah, like, oh no, that wasn't good. But I can't describe it's weird. I mean, maybe it's because of the lengthy aging process where it just kind of sits in some fucking Austrian count's castle for 10 months.
Do they still have counts? Does anyone know anything about Austria?
No.
The capital is Vienna?
That's about it.
Hitler was from there.
That's true. So was Schwarzenegger, though, so, I mean, that kind of cancels out.
Yeah, only one of them had a love child for 18 years that he paid for, and only one married a Kennedy. And between them, three balls.
That sounds about right.
Two Austrians, three balls. It's like the new Two Girls, One Cup.
Will they become friends? Who knows?
It could be wunderbar. So, I mean, are you asking me, do they take laxatives to shit in their hands and throw it at each other?
They do. I know that's true. That's science. It's the way of their people. Who am I to judge another person's culture?
Hey, those are the tenets of multiculturalism. You can't judge them. All cultures are
equal. Some people, like, you know, we make women second-class citizens, and some people shit in their hands and throw it in their friends' faces. We're all equal.
We should drink the rest of these beers, but do we have anything else to say about this book before we get just hammered and celebrate the rest of this Christmas holiday?
This was a shameless cash grab. And, you know, the fact that it worked let him write the books that were actually good. So I gotta give him that.
I didn't think this book was bad.
It wasn't bad.
I thought it was good.
It was fucking hokey.
Hokey, wow.
It was hokey as shit. It's perhaps because it was all hokey based on this book. Like, all of our ideas of the hokiness and, like, Shadowless Christmas might be based on this. Without this book, those stereotypes might not exist. I can't give him shit for that.
I think he didn't. I think he captured what was happening. And
yeah, certainly.
And then by putting it down in a way that it became popular, it cemented it into the culture.
He made Christmas what it is.
Fuck you, Dickens.
Minus one goose.
Well, I think what's most important about it is it helps solidify Christmas as a secular holiday. That Christmas is all the trappings of Christmas have nothing to do with the religious entity of Christmas.
There's zero Jesus in this book.
Zero Jesus, and that's fine. Because if we wanted more Jesus, we should have had some of the beer we had for Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Even more Jesus. But it's not about Jesus. It's not about religion at all. It's actually not even really Christian. It's just...
about the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, whatever the hell that
air
means.
Air quotes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Which you can get all...
Jimmy did air quotes as he said that.
So many fucking air quotes. Two.
This is more than most people use. Yeah. So, good for you. Good on you, buddy.
Pretty good at them.
But the point is that... maybe what's the biggest ramification of the book is that it helps solidify Christmas as a thing that is a calendar holiday. It's not a religious holiday. It's not a spiritual holiday. It's not a lunar holiday. It's just like, this day means we do this thing.
This book
is about giving.
The foundation of the Macy's Parade.
The Macy's Day Parade will only
That's
start like 70 years
they
later.
They have another Christmas parade, don't they?
They do.
I have no idea.
I was wrong. There's a Thanksgiving parade.
I've been to the Thanksgiving parade several times.
No, that's what Santa's at the Thanksgiving parade. But this,
but
it's the
starts
reason
Christmas.
That the Thanksgiving parade has Santa in it.
Well, because it starts the Christmas season. Though, if you've been to a fucking store, you know that Christmas started September 29th.
Yes.
When they're like, all right, get rid of that back to school shit. Throw
Fuck
the Christmas
Halloween.
Out. Well, it was, Halloween gets short shrifted, and then there was never Thanksgiving.
No, there's no Thanksgiving things to sell.
Well, supermarkets have Thanksgiving shit. They stock more turkeys and sweet potatoes.
Well, yeah, but you don't have fucking decorations inside your house.
You know what, man? We should fucking start that.
Let's just put things of fucking candy corn everywhere.
It's our ticket out of the rat race.
Start a Thanksgiving decoration
company. Thanksgiving bunting. And it looks like turkeys, you know? Like, oh, man. Trademark. I don't even try to steal that. So, bottom line, what do you think of the book?
I liked it. I thought... even though I am not a particularly religious person or anything.
Understatement of the year.
For sure. I thought it was good. And it's not only... I mean, I like the message, but it's also Dickens is writing. His, like, the actual language he uses is really interesting, minus the lobster part. It's, like, really, it's really well done, which we haven't talked about.
The dark lobster.
Yeah. But anyway, the language, like, his actual writing and the words and the sentences and the language is very good. And I thought that made it really good.
I thought this character, the plot and the characters were interesting, too. Right. By the time I had read this book as an adult, I had seen probably 8 movie versions of the story. But you realize if you suspend or dismiss your experience with the movies, it's actually a really clever, creative way to tell this cautionary tale. You know, the different ghosts. Well, they're not really ghosts.
Time travel.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. It was
definitely advanced for its time.
It's borderline science fiction in some ways. The fact that you're seeing into the future and all that kind of bullshit. It's pretty cool. And I think it's fun. And it's a short enough book that you can read. And in fact, Dickens was so successful with this that he wrote 3 additional Christmas books that no one's ever read.
I didn't know about that until right now.
No. Nope. You'll have to wait till next year to hear the drunk guys read maybe one of those, but probably not.
Probably not.
Christmas Carol, the B-sides.
A Boxing Day Carol. Just doesn't really work. But there
Canadian
are...
Canadian holidays aren't real.
There are actually... It's a British holiday, too. They're at the Commonwealth.
Also not real.
Anyway, agree to disagree. He has 4 Christmas novels. This is just one of the 4. I've never read the other ones. I don't really want to.
Didn't know they even existed.
But you know what? Maybe next year when we do 9 Nuns and Nunning.
We're going to do nine of these, whatever the fuck that was.
Semi-class?
What is that?
9 semi-class.
That shit puts hair on your balls, man.
I'm not be able to feel feelings anymore.
We're looking at 12 Days of Christmas. 9, yep. nine wankers wanking.
9 drummers drumming.
That's 12. 9 pedos pedoing. Hold on, guess.
Why is it not here? This
fucking guess. No, don't cheat. What do you think it is?
9 ladies laying.
Fart on your
left. We skipped it.
9 ladies dancing.
Oh.
9 ladies dancing.
I was pretty close.
9 ladies dancing. Not nearly as good as 8 maids of milking.
Depends on what you're into.
Fair enough. Well, and we're Christmas out, and it's... You have a few more days of shopping ahead of you, so go buy some bullshit. Or if you're listening to this, you know, in repeat form, Happy New Year.
There's still time to buy a Bop-It.
I heard Furby's all the craze this year with the kids. That and the Pokemans.
What's a Pokemans?
It's what happens in the first night in prison. So, until next time, and... well, no, not next year. We have one more this year.
Yeah, when we
have a Boxing Day episode coming out. Yeah, that's right, Boxing Day.
All those Boxing Day beers.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of fucking Boxing Day beers.
Yeah, we're going to be drinking Sam Adams Cardboard Ale, and we're going to have a bit of a Founders Pine Box Lager. That's not true.
Dead Guy Ale.
That's actually a pretty good...
that's fine.
Pretty good Boxing Day beer. We're not drinking that one, though. Fuck you, Jimmy.
Cool.
But you know what? You'll find out what we drink next week when we are reading...
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
By Douglas Adams. And in the meantime, you could tweet us at DrunkGuysBC or...
Send us an email, DrunkGuysBookClub@gmail.com.
Or visit us at...
DrunkGuysBookClub.com.
Until then, see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Oh.